Hey there guys, it's Francis Hunt, and this is a initial podcast for the Market Sniper pod, and I want to talk to you about the state of the markets at the moment. But before I do that, just to give you a slight intro, what am I going to do with this podcast series? I'm electing to talk to you about markets as a whole, my take on those markets. They do not constitute a recommendation to any particular investment or trade. This is for your entertainment purposes. It's my best view as I have it at that point in time. And with all that aside, I hope to keep him lively, entertaining, and focus on the macros. Look at the key elements within intra-markets. That's both currencies, indices. It can even delve down into individual equities on a number of occasions, as well as commodities. So at the moment, I've been looking at Brent crude oil. Brent, as you know, we called short at $103 on the breakdown. We're one of the earliest to call short on utilizing Hunt Volatility Funnel Theory, which is a bespoke manner in which we trade. And since then, oil has largely, for the last 18 months, traded down, and has traded as low as $27. So that's the Brent oil low that we've had. More recently, it's shown a little bit of buoyancy, and people have made the mistake of calling a bottom a number of times. So first of all, this is not a bottom call, let me just say. However, there is the possibility that we have begun a process that may lead to the first reversal pattern, which is an inverted head and shoulders on Brent oil. The key levels being in and around $47 to $50. And we're not there yet. We're at $42 as of today, which is the 19th of March, 2015. Now, the interesting element about this is we've had one of our first Hunt Volatility Funnels on a four-hourly time frame make its target for the first time on the upside. This does not undo a weekly downward trend that's fallen all the way from well north of $100, by the way, but it is the first sign of a green shoot. It could be just a rally, and the possibility for later, even further lows on a spike of dollar strength remains a possibility. In other words, we are foreseeing at some point that we'll have a breakout on the dollar and further strength, but that's not straight away. We've a couple of months, so we're calling for the euro USD to run parity against the dollar. Difficult for many to visualize right now, because at the moment we're getting a bit of dollar weakness. So what is happening is, what do I think is happening that's driving all these markets? Well, we started January 2016 in an atrocious way. The markets had the worst quarter, the worst opening month and the worst second month ever in the history of the markets. Q1 is usually a very strong quarter. Remember, the long-standing rule is sell in May and come back on St. Leger's Day, which is basically keeps you out of the markets from May till October. And it's been shown that if you went lightly short between May and October, and you were long from the Santa rally from October all the way through quarter one, that's one of the best pay times to be in the market up until April and Easter, etc. And that's got a lot to do with the Northern Hemisphere summer and holidays, etc., etc. But anyway, we've had the worst starts in equities for an extremely long time, and subsequent to that, there was a lot of nervous talk. And then the G20 occurred, and a lot of people going in saying we need a dramatic change and we need to do something. This is all the finance ministers of the world. They came out of the G20 and there were no major announcements. It was very much, no, don't overreact, everything's fine, keep calm and carry on. To me, that was very much the official version of events. I don't want to panic people by taking extreme action and telling you about it, because then it almost admits that there's a problem. But behind the scenes, I believe that quite a lot of government money is being thrown at keeping the key markets up. And the big concern there, and one of the biggest, most reported on markets, is the US markets, the indices, which are both the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, etc., etc. And they were in an absolutely precipitous fall as we came into the beginning of this year. And in fact, we have the DNA of a head and shoulders on the weekly chart for those that care to have a look at those particular markets. So what do I believe happened? Well, in 1987, Ronald Reagan set up the Plunge Protection Team already. It's not its official name. It had a far more innocuous sounding official name, but it became known as the Plunge Protection Team post the crash of 1987. In other words, this is a government-sized pool to intervene in markets to prevent what is perceived to be disorderly market declines. Now, unfortunately, when markets act irrationally and exuberantly to the upside, the only and the best way is an abrupt and fast sell-off to re-establish some equilibrium. But in this no-pain world, central bank-led and government-controlled, we're more and more seeing big official government and set-up Fed stroke, central banker stroke, special teams that are being given great resources to prevent disorderly descents. And there's always been this fat finger narrative whenever something drips, as if to say it was just a mistake, it wasn't meant to happen, as the HFT, high frequency traders and all of that get involved. My take is that the markets, particularly the US markets I'm referring to, are very overvalued, and that in fact macroeconomically the market where we are far weaker than is being admitted, particularly in America, that is putting forward that it's time for interest rate rises and they are really strong. They're famous for internationalizing their problems and saying, well, China's slowing down, that's why we might slow down, and not admitting the degree to which they are in themselves weak. So as a result of this, we called for the break of the neckline to be significant, and we've had a rally. We said there would be a faker's rally that would occur before this neckline on the head and shoulders of the major indices. That's the S&P and the 500 and the Dow. And this rally has actually gone on longer than we suspected. In fact, it's been very strong, and it's rallied very, very violently. It has not yet invalidated the head and shoulders, though. For example, on the Dow, we would need to run the right shoulder at 18,000. And similarly for S&P, I think you need to be close on 2,100 before the... That's not an exact number. I'd have to check the charts. For the right shoulder of this risky, potential, large macro head and shoulder pat setup that have set up across all the US indices. So in my view, we have overextended with this rally, and I think a lot of that is trying to put the genie back in the bottle, and may involve funds and money that is being driven into the market that is not what I would call traditional investor money, but may in fact be plunge protection variety. That is a conspiracy theory, by the way. The fact that these organizations and these funds exist is not a theory. It's a fact. It's admitted to. But that they're acting now, as this has not been disclosed to us, is my assumption or my prognostication in terms of the news flow and how the general governments are behaving. In other words, the key thing is they need you to keep calm and carry on while they manage things. There's an election cycle going on, and they want your attention on Trump versus Hillary Clinton, rah, 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 and the whole process that is engaged and or involved in that. And the financial crisis must be kept on ice until such time as these matters that they want your full engagement on have been dealt with. So this is my take in terms of where we are. So what could happen? Well, lately this rally, which is getting very, very high now, where previously the dollar was proving quite strong, is now on dollar weakness. In other words, there's a currency effect. If you rally 5%, but your currency has dropped 5%, in fact, at a global macro level, you're standing still. So the US markets can continue to afford to go up if on the currency side, the dollar is declining at a similar rate. And this is what's happening. It's declining against the euro. It's declining against the yen. Don't forget the euro just announced under Draghi. Major further printing, now up to 80 billion a month in the eurozone. Plus that it can buy not only bonds in banks, but it can buy banks bonds in major corporates as well. So that's an expansion of too big to fail from the banking system into major corporates. That could be Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, all sorts of bonds that are issued by big companies that are deemed of investment grade. And we all know about these rating agencies from the subprime in terms of evaluating what qualifies for investment grade. It's almost become more political than true sense of quality. Anyway, so this is where we're at, and I think this US rally, index rally, can continue so long as the dollar is allowed to fall, and the initial spike being helped along on its way, I suspect, by the likes of the various global plunge protection teams working together. So this is a very toxic situation, and I anticipate during 2016 this won't be maintained. And